Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Stephen Fitzsimmons, Institutional Portfolio Manager with RBC GAM's Blue Bay Fixed Income Team in Stamford, Connecticut. An eventful week last week for economic data, core CPI for June came in Thursday morning at 0.1%. This was below survey estimates of 0.2%. This print now moves the year-over-year core number to 3.3%, down from 3.4% in May. Additionally, headline CPI, the print that includes both food and energy in its calculation, actually fell 0.06%. Headline CPI is less relevant in terms of dictating the path of rate cuts than core, but the fact that we now have a negative print is interesting nonetheless. This encouraging print was largely driven by a decline in used car prices and a measured slowing of price increases within services. More granularly, lower airfares and owners' equivalent rents were highlights in the core print. The addition of gasoline in the headline number was primarily what drove that print negative. So what does this mean for fixed income markets? Immediately following the print, we saw a dramatic rally and drop in U.S. Treasury yields. On a more medium-term perspective, Fed funds futures were discounting a 72% probability of a rate cut in September, just Monday of last week. But by Friday, this probability had increased to 95%. We believe this data further galvanizes our long-term stance that 1 to 2 cuts are possible for 2024. This move in rates, however, was tested by a tragic shooting and assassination attempt that occurred at a rally held by former President Donald Trump's campaign a few short days later on Saturday. Markets had been pricing in a higher probability of a Trump victory over President Biden in November, even before the events of this past weekend, which horrifically saw the loss of life. But trading in the early hours Monday morning seems to indicate that this view amongst market participants has only strengthened further after former President Trump was shot in the ear at the rally. Investors view the prospects of a Republican-led White House as one that would bring tax cuts, deregulation, and tariffs. As such, Trump's survival and subsequent demonstration of defiance caused a reversal in the rates rally I mentioned earlier and affected a reshaping of the curve. As of Monday morning, longer-dated bonds are now out-yielding shorter-dated bonds in the U.S. This is the first time this relationship has normalized this much since the beginning of this year. This dynamic in particular should benefit the 2s, 30s steepener trades we have had on, where appropriate, in client portfolios. Additionally, markets are still discounting an over 90% chance of a rate cut in September after the events of this weekend. Looking ahead to this week, we will keep a close eye on retail sales for further signs of a normalization in U.S. consumer spending that could further serve to stymie inflation and clear the path for the Fed to cut rates in September. As always, we thank you for your attention. Good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.